Radio Prague News. Thailand has introduced visa-free travel for Czech citizens. Prague's mayor has refused a call from the Archbishop to reconsider his endorsement of Prague Pride, a gay and lesbian festival underway in the city. And church representatives on Thursday accepted the government's proposal for property restitutions. Thailand has introduced visa-free travel for Czech citizens. People travelling to Thailand as tourists for a period of under 30 days will no longer require a visa, the Embassy of Thailand announced on its webpage on Thursday. Entry into Thailand from a neighbouring country without a visa is possible for a period of 15 days, and foreigners entering the country are required to have a passport valid for at least 6 months after the date of entry. Thailand is one of the most popular tourist destinations for Czech with on average 30,000 Czech tourists holidaying there every year. Prague Mayor Bohuslav Svoboda has refused a call from Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka to reconsider his support of Prague Pride, a five-day gay and lesbian festival underway in the Czech capital. In a letter to the mayor, the Archbishop wrote that Prague Pride was not about promoting the rights of minorities, but rather about propagating a loose lifestyle, which he said was irresponsible and did not merit support from the authorities. The mayor said he would stand firmly by his decision and called for greater tolerance. Church representatives on Thursday accepted the government's proposal for property restitutions. The cabinet has proposed an arrangement under which churches in the Czech Republic would receive 56% of property confiscated by the communists and compensation to the tune of 59 billion crowns for the rest. The money was to have been paid out over a period of 30 years, but Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka said church representatives were pushing for a 20-year period instead. The controversy over the bark beetle in the Šumava National Park has taken an unexpected turn. The beetle is reported to be dying in the thousands due to the cold and humid summer. Entomologists say the beetle is being eliminated naturally by viruses and fungi. Logging in most of the infested areas has been stopped and will come to a halt on Friday in the most controversial part of the park near Modrava, where environmental activists have been staging a blockade to try and physically prevent felling. The park's management said it would assess the situation to determine a further course of action. The police is searching for a man suspected of having stabbed to death three people in the town of Mukachev near Prague. One of the victims, a 48-year-old man, was found stabbed on the road. The bodies of a man and woman were later discovered in a house nearby. The three are believed to have been relatives, but the motive behind the murders is unclear. Police are questioning the family's relatives and neighbours. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The weather is expected to gradually improve over the next few days, with afternoon highs at around 25 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. My name is Sarah Barufka. Coming up in today's program, Czech police's organized crime department may be hiring foreigners in the future, a new and unconventional map of Prague is published, and later in the program we have the first part of a special two-part interview with Pavel Bobek, a very popular Czech pop country singer. Among other things, he explains how he got away with singing in English in communist Czechoslovakia.
It was nothing wild. It was nothing against regime. Simply good songs.
All that and more coming up, so do stay with us. The ranks of the organized crime department of the Czech police have hitherto been filled with Czech citizens by law. It is not only Czech citizens, though, contributing to organized criminal activity in the Czech Republic. While the police do not keep or at least publish statistics on crimes committed by non-Czech nationals, a need has apparently arisen to open their doors to foreign job applicants. On Wednesday, the government approved that aim, while the passing of the new conceptual special plan for the organized crime unit that will, for the first time, allow citizens of other countries to work for the police. Christian Falvey has more.
The concept of organized crime covers a broad swath of offenses from mafia activities to terrorism, and many of them by nature essentially require the involvement of non-Czechs. News stories involving the organized crime department of the Czech police in recent years have included human trafficking around Europe via the Czech Republic, a forgery ring involving Albanians and Romanians, the alleged presence of a Dagestani terrorist organization, and most recently sham weddings organized by Nigerians and Czechs. Captain Iva Knolova of the organized crime unit stresses that the department has plenty of foreign know-how and language skills, but perhaps not enough of the right kind for the present day.
Our colleagues, of course, do speak foreign languages and have experience with other countries in working abroad, but of course that generally involves speaking English, German and so on. We would now welcome the opportunity to have people in our ranks who speak less common languages and also who know the environments of various ethnicities. These are things that would truly be of great advantage to us.
The government on Wednesday, therefore, sanctioned the Interior Ministry's new plan for combating organized crime, and it includes taking on detectives of nationalities that would be of specific use to the force. According to the submitted material reported on by the Daily Pravo, dialects and slang are obstacles for the police. Quality translation services for many languages are unavailable or come at too high a cost, or interpretation services are impractical in the field. Captain Knolova again.
This entails all kinds of languages like Vietnamese and Chinese, people from areas like Dagestan and so on. With Western European languages, we don't have language barriers, but we need not only people with language skills, but also people who are familiar with various ethnicities and cultures. Such people would, of course, have to go through the selection procedure and meet the conditions of working with the Czech police, including successfully completing the necessary security clearance and language exams, then there is nothing to prevent foreign citizens from working in our ranks.
The police department says the initiative is inspired by similar situations in other countries, such as the United States, where the FBI has for several years allowed Chinese nationals, for example, to serve for similar reasons. The plan approved by the government also allows for closer cooperation with police in China and in other Southeast Asian nations, in the countries of the former Soviet bloc and in northwestern Africa, particularly Nigeria, from where organized criminal groups have emerged in recent years.
Thanks for that report, Christian. You are listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. Are you planning to visit Prague but would like to avoid all the tourist traps? Do you want to spend some time off the beaten track and experience the city the way the locals do? If you consider yourself a traveler rather than a tourist, a new map called Use It will help you do all that and more. Jan Richter has the details.
For over two decades now, Prague has been one of Europe's top tourist destinations, with millions of people visiting the city each year. But the local tourist industry has grown correspondingly, making it difficult even for the casual traveller to escape the city's tourist traps and experience Prague without having to work their way through streets full of touts, kitschy souvenirs and other tourists. To offer an alternative, a group of students this year put together a map designed for young travellers called Use It Prague. Inspired by similar maps that have been put out in several European cities, including Brussels, Porto and Warsaw, the new Prague map promises to give you a more down-to-earth experience. Julia Direrova is one of the map's authors.
This map is special because it's made by local volunteers, so it's free, it's non-commercial, so the places are not paying for being in our map, it's just our pick. And we try to pick some special tips, hidden places, and places we normally use, not the touristic one that every tourist coming in Prague goes, for example, to Old Times Square. So we will tell them, try to find your own way.
The Use It Prague map will also take you to some of the city's tourist classics, such as Prague Castle, Old Town Square, and others. On your way there, however, you can stop at some of the hidden cafes and bars popular with the local crowd, or pop in several galleries and music clubs, often omitted by the mainstream tourist guides. To see what life in Prague is like for the residents, there are three walks to take you around the city. One of them is called the Communist March.
We recommend to start on Petřín and see some buildings that they can define that they are from the communist era, and look in the metro and go to Žižkov and to the suburb where are the blocks, concrete buildings.
The map, funded by EU and Prague municipal grants, is only available in English. The group now plans to introduce similar maps for other Czech cities, including Plzeň, Brno and Olomouc.
We would like more to spare the map in Czech Republic and other Czech towns, because in Belgium the main success of the Use It map was that the tourists coming to Brussels didn't stay just 2 days in Brussels, but they had more maps in Antwerp and other cities. So the tourists now coming to Belgium are coming for example, 6 days and travel around all the Belgium. So this is our goal.
Until the 20th of August, you can pick up the map at an info stand at the foot of the Petřín Hill, opposite the funicular station, or get a copy in most of Prague's youth hostels. You can also download it from use-it.cz, although the authors admit they have yet to make it as user-friendly as the printed version.
Thanks for that, Jan. Now, in the first part of a two-part interview, Ian Willoughby meets Czech singing legend Pavel Bobek, a man whose versions of American country and folk songs have become part of the cultural tapestry here in the Czech Republic.
Já tuším, že jsi hezká, jak bývala stolikrát.
Pavel Bobek is one of the greats of Czech popular music. Best known for his Czech versions of songs by American artists like Kris Kristofferson, Bob Dylan, and his longtime hero Johnny Cash. A trained architect, he started out in the Czechoslovak big beat or rock and roll scene of the late 1950s and early 1960s. Singing with an early version of Olympic, before becoming a member of the Semaphore Theatre, one of the country's most vibrant cultural institutions in the communist era. Recently, I had the pleasure of meeting Pavel Bobek, who's now 73, at his home in a leafy corner of the Prague suburb of Převnov. Our first topic, his beginnings in music.
During those years when I was studying architecture, I was listening to American music, this radio station, which was available here, even through those rough communist times. The name of the station was American Forces Network, and the voices came from Munich, Germany. I started to play piano and to play these songs on piano. And I started to catch the words, the lyrics of the songs. There was no magnetophones, no tape recorders. So I had to do it many times. And then after listening to a beautiful song for, let's say, 50 times, I had the lyrics and I was able to sing these songs and to sing it to my schoolmates. Architecture, and we made a small rock and roll group on the School of Architecture in Prague, and I was a singer there. And so my first audience were my schoolmates.
I know you were in an early version of the group Olympic, who later became a kind of Czech Beatles. Did you ever regret leaving Olympic?
No, I never regret it. I'll never regret it, because it was natural. For example, Janda, Petr Janda, leader of the group, who came into Olympic group later than me. But we were only I think, 4 years difference in age, but still our musical taste is different. These difference 3 years made everything, because the first time I heard in the early 60s, the earliest recordings of the Beatles, it was no rock and roll. Beatles, of course, were genius, but they were no rock and roll. They were completely lost in rock and roll, and I like people who are at home with rock and roll.
You also are at home yourself in country, and you joined this group, I believe, called Country Beat, who performs at the Summerfore Theatre, and then you became a member of the theatre. One thing I can't understand about the Summerfore Theatre, I always hear how it's so legendary, and it's associated with many musicians, but generally when I think of a theatre, I don't think of music. What kind of an institution was Summerfore that it was so connected with music?
It was very, 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 from the first days where I was still only in the audience. It was always had to do a lot with music. Maybe you know the names like Erich Schlitter. And Erich Schlitter and Erich Suchy composed very, very good songs and performed them. They were very, very popular. And they were so popular that they had time enough to fill the itinerary of a month. So once they came to our small show with Country Beat and two young actors, Miroslav Šemek and Jiří Grossman, he found it amusing, and he said, well, we are so many work even abroad, so would you take a part of a Semaphore Theatre program with us to do, let's say, a half of it? Of course, it was something for us. So that was the day the country and rock and roll music was brought to the stage of Semaphore Theatre. The songs we made on the stage of Semaphore with Country Beat group, and later with a genial Czech lyrics made up for originally American for the English lyrics by Jiří Grossman, started to be very, very popular, and it was my start.
Chci na blízku tě mít, je zázračné to vědomí, že ještě vůbec bdím. Že tím, co je muž ženě, nemohu ti být, ruby já pochopím. A je to možná hloupost nesmírná, s níž odvážím si přát. O ruby, nechtěj mi lásku brát.
I know you were a member of the Divadlo Semaphore until 1990. What did you get out of the experience of being a member of the theatre for all those years?
I think it was a big school for me. I'm no showman, you know. But those 23 years on Semaphore stage taught me to move on the stage, to speak to the people with no troubles, and to have courage enough. I think I'm very, very thankful to Semaphore. And when it all ended in 1990, no regrets. The situation was completely different. I was on my own. I thought to myself, singing American songs. Now, when the American songs are imported to this country, nobody would have interest. But somehow the interest stayed. After 3, 4, 5 years, I was back.
You studied architecture. What did your parents or your family think about the fact that you were singing rock and roll and country?
Nothing bad. Nothing bad, because I've never abandoned architecture. This, for example, where we are sitting now here, It's my work. My greatest friends are not among musicians, but among architects and builders and so on. So my father, he died when I was 18, before I started with music. I don't know what he would say, but I'm quite sure he would agree. My mother said from time to time, "You're a young boy, you studied and studied and studied, now you're traveling with a crazy band through the country, drinking, and and you should stay with your..." But this was her opinion for the first time for 4 years. But when it came to something more serious and less crazy, she agreed. Me Houston, Houston, Houston. Tu láš se zoufale zpátky v lík, aby svému městu složil dík. Mou duší táhne stín, je zlé, když teď už vím, co by řekl mi Houston, Houston, Houston.
You started singing in English, but later switched to Czech. Was that because of some political pressure from the regime?
Not at all, not at all. First, I never stopped singing in English. I still do. I still sing in English many songs. There was no pressure from the regime on me. He's the guy who sings English. I don't know how, but my personal position, the suspicion is that somebody from the top places in the Communist Party simply liked the songs as well as my audience, because it was nothing wired. It was nothing against regime. Simply good songs. And with Izzy Grossman, we found the solution to sing these American songs in Czech, because especially the country music depends on the lyrics, because those are the stories many times. So I had to stand up the stage and say, "The next song is about a man who came from war and he didn't find his girl," and Izzy Grossman stayed behind the curtain and said, "Hey boy, 16 minutes you are speaking about what about is the song. Sing it simply in Czech. In two minutes they will know everything." Houston, Houston, so be Czech, me Houston.
The great Czech country pop singer Pavel Bobek, who was speaking to Ian Willoughby. You can hear the second part of that special interview in our program tomorrow. And now we are rounding off our regular weekday program with Soundcheck, our popular Czech language learning program, this time brought to you by Jan Richter. Není doma vždycky všechno tak,
jak by si člověk představoval. Hello and welcome to this edition of Soundcheck, Radio Prague's Czech language series, in which you have a chance to learn some interesting phrases through song's lyrics. Today's song Tichá domácnost, or Quiet Household, comes from a 1995 album of the same name by the Eben Brothers and features Iva Bitová. The phrase to listen for is Je pozdě honit bycha. Tichá, je pozdě honit bycha. Je pozdě honit bycha literally translates as it's too late to chase after the wood or what if. The Czech word bych is the first person singular of the conditional form of the verb být, to be. The word bych comes after the verb to form a conditional. For example, dělám means I do, whereas dělal bych means I would do. In the phrase je pozdě honit bycha, the interesting point is that the verb bych becomes a noun, taking the accusative suffix a. You can't chase after a verb. Naše domácnost je tichá.
tiše vzdychá, vzdychá, je pozdě honit bycha.
In the song, the Eben brothers sing about a quiet household. But tichá domácnost does not mean that the couple in the household are nice and quiet, but rather that they had a fight and are now not talking to each other. The guy in the song came home at 4:30 in the morning and he's getting tichá domácnost. His wife does not scream or tells him off. Instead, she's giving him the silent treatment. And he knows it's too late to ask what if he had come home earlier. Je pozdě honit bycha.
Naše domácnost je tichá, tichá, jen vodovodní kohout tiše vzdychá, tichá, je pozdě honit bycha.
You can say the same or similar using the Czech phrase kdyby jsou chyby, literally meaning ifs are mistakes. All the could-haves, would-haves and should-haves are wrong. A similar meaning can also be expressed with the phrase plakat nad rozlitým mlékem, which has a direct English counterpart to cry over spilt milk.
Není doma vždycky všechno tak, jak by si člověk představoval. Někdy večer právě naopak sní, hřích vás nerad unavoval. U nás se nekřičí, u nás se nespílá, u nás je zvláštní idyla. Tichá, tichá, naše domácnost je tichá, tichá.
Jan Richter with Soundcheck, they're wrapping up Radio Prague's English show for today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, but until then, from myself, Sarah Borůvka, and from all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.